On the line with us now, Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, Bob.
Hello, Jay.
All right, Bob, great to be able to get your perspective at this time. Wasn't that long ago when we were talking about Chris Lee, the former congressman in this very district, upon him about his resignation. In this case, though, Congressman Collins said last night he has no intention of resigning. You've known the congressman for a long time now, from his days as county executive, from an unsuccessful congressional candidate back in the late 90s. How did he appear at this very limited public appearance last night?
Well, he didn't really have much to say. He was accompanied by his wife, Mary, but he, you know, I would say that I've seen him more confident before, but there was still a bit of his bravado, I guess, in announcing that he would continue to be a candidate for Congress, that he expected to be exonerated and vindicated, and that he called the charges meritless. So this is what seems to be his stand, what he will be saying throughout this election that is coming up, and it's going to be the elephant in the room as we go along.
Right. Let's get into them. What lies ahead for Congressman Chris Collins, and maybe just take this into a larger perspective, just in terms of the battle to control the House this coming fall. You know, what do you see happening inside his district?
Well, it's going to be, this issue is going to be front and center. And, you know, Jay, this is the one district in all of New York State the Republicans weren't even thinking about, especially as they face all kinds of challenges in retaining control of the House. This is the most Republican district in all of New York. Nate McMurray is somebody who is the just kind of a candidate who decided to give this a shot. He's the Grand Island supervisor who nobody thought had a chance at this, and now all of a sudden he's going to be receiving all kinds of money, attention, manpower from national Democrats, from unions, from other sources that's going to really make this a top priority. If they could knock off Chris Collins in the most Republican district, this man who is a top ally of the president in Congress, what a huge victory and what a huge statement that would be for the Democrats.
Now, I want to look at the campaign then here just a little bit. I want to most certainly get into Nate McMurray's campaign. But as for Congressman Collins, he made a statement, I guess, at the end of last night's appearance that he would be taking no more questions on this matter. That being stated, though, like you have just said, it's probably going to be a lot closer race this fall than expected. You would expect the congressman to get out and campaign. Talk about that dilemma about trying to campaign, yet at the same time trying to avoid questions about this issue.
Well, I don't know how he does avoid it. You know, I mean, it is going to be the topic. Can you imagine the television commercials that are going to be aimed at him? And you know, politicians do this lots of times. They say that, or even other people do this. They say, oh, this is a matter of litigation. We can't talk about it. And so that will be his official stance, and that's the way he will get around it. And he will emphasize all of the other things that he thinks that he has done for the people of the 27th District, and that will be the way that this campaign will be conducted. But it just remains that lingering overarching question that's going to dominate this whole thing about the fact that he's running while under federal indictment.
And, of course, Nate McMurray will be there reminding voters all the way through about this. You did touch upon his campaign. He has had a certain energy about this campaign from the beginning, maybe almost like a what-do-I-have-to-lose kind of approach to it. But what about now? What do you see ahead for Nate McMurray as we move toward November?
Energized here now. He's got a reason to do this. There's a light at the end of the tunnel for him. It's still a huge lift, though, Jay. I mean, this is just so overwhelmingly Republican, overwhelmingly pro-Trump. I have a feeling you'll see Congressman Collins continue to emphasize his closeness to the president, the fact that he was the first member of Congress to endorse Donald Trump's candidacy, the fact that he has appeared on national television probably more than 100 times over the past 2 years as a Trump champion. I think he's probably going to go out and emphasize Trump. And by the same token, I don't think Nate McMurray has to really talk about Donald Trump. He's going to talk about Chris Collins.
Bob McCarthy, thank you very much for talking with us this morning.
You bet, Jay.